and welcome to Community Media's Open House. My name is Elida Murray, and I am the Executive Director of the Adams County Children's Advocacy Center, and today I am your Open House guest host. The Adams County Children's Advocacy Center is an independent nonprofit organization that serves all of Adams County. Our mission is to work towards a community where children are safe, families are strong, and our child victims can become children again. Our programs include teaching child abuse prevention awareness to elementary school students in all of the school districts in Adams County, while simultaneously supporting children and families who have suffered the trauma of abuse through forensic interviews, medical exams, trauma therapy, and psychoeducational support groups. And as an organization who every day supports children who have experienced trauma, it is important to us to support and promote organizations in Adams County whose activities help children to build resilience to stress and to maintain mental wellness. And today, we are proud to highlight the great work of Gettysburg Community Theater and to welcome Chad Allen Carr, Founding Executive Director and Artistic Director. So welcome, Chad Allen.
Thank you
for being with us today. Can you tell us a little bit more about Gettysburg Community Theater and how you got involved?
Sure. So Gettysburg Community Theater is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. We opened our doors in 2009, and we're located at 49 York Street in Gettysburg, in the first block, within the first block of Lincoln Square, in the what a lot of people from Gettysburg and Adams County will remember is the old Elks Lodge building, which about half of Gettysburg, I think, had their wedding reunions or class reunions, wedding receptions and class reunions there. And it's now transformed into a community theater for all ages and abilities year-round.
And so it just continues to bring joy and light to the community.
It just continues, exactly, exactly.
Right. So when we talk about community and kids, what, in your opinion, does it take to create a community in which children are safe, families are strong, and how does that all fit into the arts and entertainment world that you work so closely in?
I think that it takes a loving community supporting each other to make a safe community for children. I think that having various activities throughout the county that are available for children and families to participate in is important. Not everyone is enjoys sports. We have a lot of children that we have a lot of children and families that's just not their thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that that's what makes Adams County so special, is that there are a lot of opportunities, very different opportunities for families and children everywhere.
You know, I think of myself as I was a child, and think about my four children, and I think the most valuable thing I got as a child, and I was able to impart with my kids, is the opportunity to try a lot of different things.
Right.
So if you're not about sports, like we just said, let's try this. Maybe you are about drama, maybe you are about art, or it's just about, like, how do we set up and promote as a community, not only just individual families, but as a community, how do we promote an environment in which everybody, most especially our kids, can realize their full potential?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, being an introvert, when I think about going up on stage and acting, that might give me some stress.
Sure.
But what do you think ways that participating in the theater can help children to build resilience to that stress?
Stress is something that we all struggle with from time to time, and I think that the beauty of live theater and what it can teach us is that it is in the moment. It is live. It is not a movie that we can press pause and rewind and watch again. So knowing that, and knowing that humans make mistakes and learn from them, that's what happens with live theater too. So it's a great lesson to learn that it's okay if you miss a line. It's okay if you missed a dance step. It's not the end of the world. And next time you do it, you'll be better, because you learned from that mistake. So if we can take that life lesson into school and work and into our lives outside of the theater and understand that stressful things will happen, but we will learn from them, we will get over it, and we will move on.
I got through it.
Absolutely.
I figured how to save the day,
right.
Save the line. My teammates on the stage helped me out to get back where we wanted to be,
right.
All of those beautiful things. So yeah, so I could see how that would work. And then, you know, my next question is a little bit related to that. As someone who regularly works with young people, Can you give us any tips about how that may help kids to build resilience, like in our homes, in the work that maybe even we do at our center,
sure,
to help them?
You know, I'm still learning. I've been teaching for many years, and I'm still learning various tips and ways to help students become their reach their full potential. But I think that one of the tips that I can share is, as much as you can, take that moment to give a compliment. Take that moment to check in with the student. We give a lot of notes, constructive criticism and feedback as directors and teachers to our cast members at the theater, and it's never intended to be personal. It's intended to help students get better, help students improve with their performing skills, and help them build confidence at the same time. So one thing that I teach every new class, first day of rehearsal, we have orientation with the parents and the students, and I have three rules at the Gettysburg Community Theater, and that is, one, respect each other; two, respect the space, meaning respect the theater, treat it nicely, don't trash it, clean up after yourselves. And three, if you can be anything in the world, be kind. So that's the biggest tip, is take the time to check in with the child. Take the time to compliment the child. Not just go about the day-to-day business. Take the moment to, and if anything, be kind. Because it's going to raise them up, it's going to build them their confidence up, and they're also going to take that moment to realize that they're really a part of a loving community and environment. And that's all that we need, is a loving community and environment.
Right. And, you know, and when we talk about that, yes, respect yourselves, respect the space, which is like respect the world
respect
around you.
Right.
Respect each other. Be kind, and it's not just for children. Wouldn't it be nice, let's work on that for all of us, right?
Yes,
I think that would be awesome.
We're helping raise better humans for the future.
And
that's what we're doing.
And we are working to become better humans.
And we're learning from them if we allow it to happen.
I completely
agree.
So that's great information. Thank you so much. I can never hear that enough, so thank you. So, as I said in the introduction, the Adams County Children's Advocacy Center, we work with children who have experienced trauma, and it's important for us to highlight organizations that help build kids to build resilience to stress, and whose activities help them maintain good mental health. So we believe that having youth involved in positive, inclusive activities like this, like at the community theater, is foundational to helping children build resilience, and that's one of the reasons that the community theater can be so important in the lives of kids and their families and all of us when we get to go and watch these great shows.
Sure.
So we're going to take a little break, and I believe we're going to have some guests.
Yes, we do.
All right. So welcome back. Chad Allen, would you like to introduce your guests?
Sure. So here to my right, I have Ella Scott and her mother, Kelly. And they are both volunteers at Gettysburg Community Theater. Ella started with us as a student when she was much younger than she is now. She's still very young, but she was much younger when she first started with us. So Ella, tell us, how did you get involved with Gettysburg Community Theater?
So my mom told me about it, and she signed me up for it.
Yeah. And your first experience with Gettysburg Community Theater was the Penguin Project?
Yes.
Yes, and the Penguin Project is our theater program for youth with special needs and their peer mentors who help them on stage, learning their lines and their music and their choreography together. From the first rehearsal to the final bow, they're always together. And that is an incredible program because there's two parts to it, the process and the production. And a lot of people may think that the theater, you know, that the production is the most important thing.
Magically happens.
Because, you know, it's a theater, and it's not. It's the process, the relationship building between the peer mentor and the young actor with special needs. And if I remember correctly, that was your first one. It was, I don't remember the year, I'm going to say 2014, I think. And it was Disney's Peter Pan Jr.?
Yeah.
And you were Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Yes. And so you've done many shows since then, many shows at the theater. And if I'm not mistaken, you're also in voice lessons.
Yes.
And I think that you, because of thing, your experience with Gettysburg Community Theater, you got confidence to audition elsewhere at your own school, back when you were at Littlestown. And are you also singing things throughout the community at like sporting events? What do you sing?
So I sang the national anthem.
The national anthem.
Yeah.
Great. Kelly, tell us, how can parents get involved at the theater?
Bringing the kids, making sure they come, practicing lines at home, trying to give them some tips on maybe how to say things, and then volunteering when we're at the theater backstage and whatever else needs to be done.
Great. And Ella, what do you like most about Gettysburg Community Theater?
I like making new friends and being on stage.
And you've been there for several years, so is it nice to, when you go to a new audition and you start another show, do you see a lot of friends that you've known for a while?
Yeah.
Do you have, outside of the theater, do you get together with those friends and go to the movies or anything like that? Do y'all go and do things outside of the theater?
Yeah.
What would you say has been your most memorable theater experience so far?
Probably being Maria in the Sound of Music is probably most memorable.
And you just played Maria in our Sound of Music production, all youth cast, and it was at the Majestic Theater, at the Gettysburg College's Majestic Theater. So that was pretty incredible, right? So our little theater is only 80 seats, so it was quite a difference from, to go to the Majestic where it's over 800 seats with a balcony and everything. But you did incredible with that. Now you had seen that theater before you performed, so you'd been there, I'm sure, before at some point?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see like A Christmas Carol there? Okay. But the first time that you stepped onto that big stage and looked out into the house, what was going through your mind? What did you think?
I was like, oh my gosh. I was just like taking it all in.
Yeah.
Like I was like, wow.
This is really real.
This
right?
is
yeah,
really
yes.
happening. It's really happening.
Yeah.
So how do you think, Kelly, or Ella, whoever would like to answer, how do you think Gettysburg Community Theater has helped you in happiness and being in a good place in your life?
Do you want to?
Okay. I would say making new friends and getting out of the house.
Yeah. Doing something you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it build up your confidence? I know because I've known you for many years on how far you've come, and not just your singing, your voice, your speaking voice. It's just like night and day. It's completely. You have really, really improved over the years. It's pretty incredible, and I hope that theater has helped that. I think I remember talking with your sister too. About that, apparently even it helped you improved at school with grades and academics and everything, and that hopefully maybe that was part of the theater, kind of helped with that and building up your confidence. Good. Kelly, what would you say to someone who is thinking about participating in Gettysburg Community Theater?
I think if you're thinking about it, I would say look it up, maybe go to a show if you're kind of on the fence. There's all different shows, so no matter what you're interested in, at some point something will become available. And I feel like if you just give it a try, then you know if it's not for you or if it's something that you think you want to do more of. But I definitely think it's worth trying.
And you as a parent also, just like Ella has made new friends, I think that the parents have definitely bonded and created relationships as well. There's got to be something very special about being able to sit back and watch at rehearsals and see your children grow and develop and and things that, you know, would we ever have thought that we would be at the Majestic Theater singing no. The Sound of Music?
Never.
It's a pretty incredible moment, right? And I remember when I walked out there on that, this was just last month, not even a month ago. I remember at opening night when I walked out to do curtain speech right before the show, and I didn't realize how many people were there, how many tickets were sold until you see it. Did you have the same when the curtain went up and you sang it, because you sing the first song? Did you say,
you open and you sing the first song?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. But I walked out there and went, oh, wow, there's people in the balcony as well. It was full. It was full. Well, thanks so much for coming to see us today and talk about Gettysburg Community Theater and our Penguin Project. And I hope that anyone watching, parents and children, come on and be involved at our not-for-profit 501c3 organization. We have lots of opportunities all year for all ages and abilities, volunteer opportunities, classes, summer camps. We've got volunteer opportunities for people that don't like to be on stage either. So if you want to help with painting or costumes or concession sales or ushering, scenery, you know, there's a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have letters to fold and mail and with our season brochure and things. So there's always something to do there. So we encourage everybody to come get involved. You can find out more information at GettysburgCommunityTheater.org.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I've learned so much from both of you. I think courageous and brave to go walk out there. I couldn't do it, so I applaud you. This has been a great discussion. We're happy to learn so much about Gettysburg Community Theater and all the important things you're doing for kids in the community, but also for our whole community. So that's very important as well. So thank you, Chad Allen, Ella, Kelly. But we're not done yet. We are excited because Ella is here to perform a song for us from The Sound of Music. So we're going to take a little break, let Ella get ready to set up, and we'll be back.
Deep in the dark.
Thank you, Ella. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I know other kids who see your performance today will be really interested in learning more about the theater and what they could be involved in somehow, some way, even if you're not brave enough like you are and courageous and talented enough to get up in front of all of us and sing. So, for our viewers, if you would like more information about the Gettysburg Community Theater, as Chad has said, please visit their website at gettysburgcommunitytheater.org. And for more information about child abuse prevention, trauma therapy, and our support groups for kids and adults, please visit the Adams County Children's Advocacy Center at www.kidsagaincac.org. But most especially, thank you for watching, and remember, let's work together to make our community safe for children and strong for families. And thank you for your support. Bye-bye.